You're listening to Her Majesty's Internet. We now bring you a special presentation by It's Not Rounders.
Hello and welcome to the It's Not Rounders podcast, the podcast dedicated to British baseball. Later in the show, we'll be talking to Kevin McAdam of the Hull Scorpions, and we'll have the usual rundown of scores and fixtures. But we're going to start by talking about Europe. Now, the CEB Federations Cup qualifiers are back, and we are once again represented by the Southampton Mustangs and the London Mets by virtue of them finishing first and second place in the National League last season. Now, you may remember from last season that both teams did us proud in their respective qualifiers, with the Mustangs losing in the final qualifying game to Saint-Bois of Spain, while the Mets hosted their qualifying group at Farnham Park but fell just short of a place in the final. This time, the Southampton team have travelled to Belgrade and the Mets have flown north to Stockholm. The Mustangs dropped the first game 5-2 to the West Neustadt Diving Ducks, but rebounded by dispatching Athletic Sofia and Atletico Alexandria by scores of 17-7 and 13-7 respectively. To book a return to the final, they had to beat the host team Beograd 96, but it was not to be, as they lost a nail-biter 11-10. The Mets, on the other hand, started well with a 12-4 victory over the Lithuanian team of Kaunas County. A tight 2-1 defeat at the hands of the hosting Stockholm Monarchs didn't dampen their spirits as they came back to shut out UKS Debi Osielsko 7-0. Sadly, they fell foul of last year's thorn in the Mustangs side, Saint-Bois, who defeated them by a score of 16-1 yesterday afternoon. While it is undoubtedly disappointing for both teams to have not made a final, it's still a great reflection on the strength of British baseball that they could hold their own against some of Europe's best. We'll hopefully be speaking to someone from the Mustangs or the Mets or both about their European exploits in the next couple of weeks, but for now, we wish them a safe journey home. Here are the scores from last weekend. In the League of Ireland, in the A-League, the Greystones Mariners 4, the Dublin Hurricanes 11. In the B-League, the Belfast North Stars 3, the Ulster Buccaneers 1. And in Game 2, the North Stars 21, the Buccaneers 1. In the League of Scotland, the Glasgow Galaxy 7, the Edinburgh Cannons 2. And the Edinburgh Diamond Devils 18, the Glasgow Comets 17. In the South West Baseball League, the St Austell Claycutters 3, the Bristol Badgers 21, the Plymouth Mariners 22, the Taunton Musketeers 6, the Bristol Bats 1, the Exeter Spitfires 16, and the Taunton Muskets 9, the Newton Brewers 0. In the Northern League, the fixtures between the Liverpool Trojans and Manchester Torrent, and the County Durham Spartans and the Cartmel Bally Lions were postponed. The Hull Scorpions 22, the Liverpool Trojans 8, and in Game 2, the Scorpions 16, the Trojans 6. The Halton Jags 5, the Hull Scorpions second team 6, and in Game 2, Halton 4, Hull 7. The Manchester A's 2, the Nottingham Rebels 19, and in Game 2, the A's 3, the Rebels 13. The Sheffield Blade Runners 5, the Harrogate Tigers 2, and in Game 2, the Blade Runners 9, the Tigers 16. In the BBF, in the National League, the Hearts Falcons 9, the Brighton Jets 8. In the AAA, the Taunton Tigers 10, the Richmond Knights 9, and in Game 2, the Tigers 11, the Knights 21. The London Mammoths 11, the Essex Redbacks 0, and in Game 2, the Mammoths 5, the Redbacks 8. The Oxford Kings 0, the London Meteorites 10, and in Game 2, the Kings 11, the Meteorites 8. In the AA, the Tunbridge Wildcats 17, the London Marauders 11. the Brighton Red Hawks 30, the Richmond Barons 6, the East London Latin Boys 14, the Hearts Hawks 7, the Sidewinders 14, the Brentwood Stags 7, the Richmond Dragons 22, the Guildford Mavericks 3, the Stourbridge Titans 9, the Leicester Blue Sox 10, and in Game 2, the Titans 6, the Blue Sox 8. And finally, the Long Eaton Storm and Birmingham Bandits fixture was forfeited to the Bandits. And in the single A, the Norwich Iceni 16, the Richmond Dukes 1, the Guildford Millers 29, the Tunbridge Bobcats 2, the Cambridge Royals 24, the Hearts Raptors 14, the Old Timers 0, the Guildford Goldcats 9, the Birmingham Outlaws 8, the Stourbridge Tomahawks 9, and in Game 2, the Outlaws 22, the Tomahawks 5. The East Midlands Wolfpack 2, the Northants Centurions 6, and finally, in Game 2, the Wolfpack 3, the Centurions 15. Here are the fixtures for this weekend. In the League of Ireland, in the A-League, today the Dublin Spartans play the Greystown Mariners, and tomorrow the Dublin Hurricanes play the Dublin Black Sox. And in the B-League, today the Ashbourne Giants play the Dublin Hurricanes, and the Ulster Buccaneers play the Cavan Comets in a doubleheader. For more information, go to baseballireland.com. In the League of Scotland, just the one fixture, the Edinburgh Giants are at the Edinburgh Diamond Devils. For more information, go to baseballscotland.com. There are no fixtures in the South West Baseball League or the Northern League this week. In the BBF, in the National League, just the one fixture, the Hearts Falcons are at the London Capitals. There are no games in the AAA this weekend. In the AA, the East London Latin Boys are at the London Marauders, and the remainder of these fixtures are doubleheaders. The Richmond Barons are at the Brighton Red Hawks. The Dorshill Spitfires are at the Hearts Hawks. The Richmond Dragons are at the Tunbridge Wildcats. The Long Eaton Storm are at the Stourbridge Titans. And the Milton Keynes Bucks are at the Birmingham Bandits. And in the single A, the Richmond Dukes are at the Tunbridge Bobcats. The Guildford Goldcats are at the Cambridge Monarchs. The Norwich Iceni are at the Old Timers. The Essex Archers are at the Forest Glade Redbacks. The Bracknell Inferno are at the Guildford Millers, and the Kent Mariners are at the London Musketeers. For more information, go to britishbaseball.org. Go and watch some baseball. We'll be back for the bottom half of this week's episode, an interview with Kevin McAdam of the Hull Scorpions, after a message from one of our sponsors.
Are you working on something out of reach, or do you need a lift in life? You need Healy's Crane Hire. Step up to the next level with a simple call. That's Healy's Crane Hire. Leave the high stuff to Healy.
Hi, this is John Wormsley. I'm the chair of Baseball Softball UK, and I love It's Not Rounders podcast.
Joining us for the bottom half of this week's episode is a familiar voice. He was on last series. It's Kevin McAdam. Kevin, good to have you back.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. It's good to have you back on the show. Kevin, for those of you who don't know, is the chairman of the Hull Scorpions baseball team, but he's also the chairman of the Northern League, who we've spoken about this series. We'll talk about that in a moment, but first of all, you've got something really quite cool to talk about, and that's your stepson, Miles Jansen.
That's right, yeah. Miles is going across, instead of going to do his A-levels, we've managed to get him into a high school over in Bel Air in Maryland for the next 2 years, so that he can hopefully graduate from high school over there, and then obviously from that hopefully move on and play college baseball.
It's a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, it was a case of we've wanted, his dream, like any young baseball player, is to play in the major leagues. And it's a case of, obviously, you know, the chances of that happening are very, very, very small.
Yeah.
You know, I think the percentage is like less than 1% of people, you know, make it. So, you know, with our situation, it's a case of Miles is obviously a lot biased. Miles is quite talented, and it is a case of trying to give him the opportunity to go over there and be in a similar situation to every other high school baseball player over there. Our thoughts were, he could potentially stay in the UK, finish his A-levels, but then he's then up against every other kid that's trying to get into college to play baseball.
Yeah.
So, we sat down with Miles and talked it through, with him, and said if we could find the opportunity of him going over there, his future in regards to education is in the American school system if he wants to go to college. So it's a case of, well, if we get you over there when you're 16, you'll have 2 years of high school baseball, 2 years of development, and then you'll have a shot of being, of getting into a college team.
How long does Miles have to be in the school system to be eligible for the draft?
He has to obviously go to college to be eligible for the draft, unless he gets, unless he's like somebody like Hunter Green, who's just got drafted out of high school. You have to be, once you're in the college system, then that's where you're potentially drafted from. So effectively, we've got him into the high school system so that, the standard of high school baseball is, and the repetitions that they get and the competitiveness of the games, etc., is more in line with them progressing into college baseball. So it was a case of, right, well, if we get him over there, he can start practicing and training. We initially sat down and tried to think of how, what schools we could go to. And for any other parent that's considering, doing this, there was a case of, initially I sat down with the internet and sat there and said, right, let's look at a school. Of course, I had the whole of America to choose from. You then quickly find out that some schools are ultra religious. So you can, for some schools, you need to cross those out.
Yeah.
We had one school in Alabama that the alumni was the current leader of the Ku Klux Klan. So that was a no.
Okay. Yeah.
And then there was numerous other schools that, basically don't allow international students, so that reduced it down massively as well. And then obviously there's schools that don't have baseball programs, and I was sat scratching my head one day, and it's like, there's got to be some companies that get involved in doing this.
Yeah.
And there was, but again, they were more on the academic side of stuff. They don't get inundated with inquiries for players wanting to go across and play baseball, for instance. So we happened to come across this school. And as luck would have it, the head coach, Coach Seiler at the school, he's actually coached a Belgian organisation. We've set up the Portuguese Baseball Academy, has coached in Holland and France.
Okay, yeah.
And it was a perfect fit. And then I've since found out today that one of his assistant coaches played against Gavin Marshall, our head coach at Scorpions, in the Frontier League.
Oh, wow. So
it's a very small world. When we found this coach and the school, it just all fell into place. It was a perfect match. So he obviously understands European baseball, and there's no guarantees that Miles will make the team, but he's got as good a shot as any of the other kids that are trying out for the team. So
of course, and what is Miles going as? Is he as a pitcher, as an infielder, what?
Yeah, primarily as a pitcher. I mean, at the moment he pitches, plays third base and catches for the Scorpions AAA team. Primarily a pitcher. I had a chat with Miles actually today, saying to him that he's got to go over there with an open mind, because there'll be kids there that have caught from being 6 years of age. And he's helping us out, doing a job with the AAA team, catching at the moment.
Yeah,
third base is his normal position, but he's pitching once a week or most weeks in the AAA division and doing well. He's going up against the adults up here and doing well, as any of them will testify that's faced him.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you mentioned there about the repetitions. That's the crucial thing, isn't it, to getting better?
Yeah, I mean, they have a throw-in program over there that starts, I think, in September. And that program, I was speaking to the coach, said, we haven't had any of our players had any arm problems whatsoever. So they are, when they're not obviously doing work on the field, then they're doing stuff in the gym and you know, if for anybody that's been over to the States, their indoor facilities are amazing around a lot of the schools, and also, you know, just sort of private stuff. When we were across in Florida last year, we went into one indoor batting cage area, and they had a pitching machine that was firing the baseballs to you, and you could actually set it up so you could hit in Fenway, and it would, you know, when you made contact with the ball, it would tell you how far it had gone and whether it had cleared the Green Monster.
Oh, wow, cool.
And stuff like that. So, you know, and then with all the weight stuff that they will do and individual throwing programs, it's just a chance for him to immerse himself into that sort of stuff. And of course, the other important thing is the academic side of stuff. If you don't get the grade point average that you need, then you don't get to, you know, you don't get to play on the team.
Yeah.
So that's a very good that's a very good reason as well for getting, you know, stuff sent over there. So
sounds fantastic. It's a fabulous opportunity, and you know, we'll keep a very close eye on his progress, and hope that we can be celebrating in a few years' time, you know, him being drafted by a major league team.
Hopefully, I'm totting up how much he's costing me to get him there, so I'll be getting any signing bonus off him.
Sounds good to me. So we mentioned that you're also the chairman of the Northern League and the Hull Scorpions. So Northern League is a sort of new venture this year, being separate from the BBF. How's that been going?
It's been going well. We started our season on April the 1st, and we go through till about September the 13th. So we've split the division into AAA and AA. So there's six teams in the AAA and seven in the AA. But then they also play interconference games as well.
Right.
So you play everybody within their own division, home and away, and then you play everybody in the other division, either home or away. And we took up down on some of the travelling. So most of the teams will have, every game is a double header. So we're playing a total of between 30 to 32 games for the season. And that's also given we've had Easter off, and we've got this weekend's Father's Day off. So it's worked very well. We've also been in a lot of conversation with Baseball Scotland and with the South West Baseball League. So we're hoping to have some sort of tournament, although we may not be able to get that fitted in this year, but we're going to try and look to, you know, collate together our schedules next year and try and get something put together for those teams there. So yeah, it's going well at the moment, and we've obviously, you know, saved some money. The only cost for the teams is basically the insurances, which is, you know, the public liability and a personal accident insurance. And then each club's been asked to make a small contribution towards the website costs. So, everybody's done that. Everybody's committed to potentially doing that. So it's going well at the moment.
Sounds good. And the Scorpions, two teams this year as well.
Yeah, two teams. The baseball field, if anybody follows us on Facebook, the baseball field is completed. Completely fenced in now, so we've finished off the fencing down first and third baselines.
Yep.
We were hoping to get the infield done this year. We have a mound, but we're hoping to go for cutouts. But when we went to get the remainder of the steel had jumped from 15 pounds for a 6.5 meter pole to 23 pounds for a 6.5 meter pole. So that wiped the bank account out to some degree. So we'll get the cutouts done next year. The Scorpions program is going well with myself and a couple of the other coaches, Barry Marshall and Grant Douglas. We go into the local schools closest to the field. We're doing a schools program in the primary schools there, and that's generating kids to come into the coming down to the local practices. Tonight we've done a softball tournament for year 9 secondary school kids in Hull. We've got another one of those this Thursday, and then next Tuesday we've got 19 softball teams descending on us from East Riding schools for a massive softball tournament next week. So good job you're not speaking to me next Tuesday night, because I might be asleep by the end of that day. Everything's going, you know, it's going really well. Gavin Marshall's running the AA team. That team is mainly consisting of, I would say the average age in that team is probably around about 16 years of age.
Yeah.
and they're playing in the men's league, and they are winning games and splitting double headers. They're losing against the really, you know, really, really good teams, but the other teams, they're sort of challenging. And they've got a, you know, Gavin's not pitching, you know, he might come on for an inning relief at the end, but it's down to the kids, you know, his son's pitching, Bryce, and a couple of the other, you know, kids there that are that are pitching, and they've been, they committed to training all the way through the winter, and the benefit is coming out the other side. And with the AAA team, what's encouraging with the AAA team is that we've got quite a lot of players that are have come back to the sport. So we've got players that played 20 years ago, that kids have grown up, have got some free time now, and they're coming back to the sport. And we've also had, you know, complete beginners coming along and getting involved as well. So it's getting to the point whereby we might be on the cusp of, you know, potentially having a third team next year. Although what I think we would probably prefer to look at trying to get more of a localised whole league going, rather than, you know, necessarily putting another team into a league structure or whatever. Just because of the fact that, you know, one of the problems that baseball has is that you is the travel, basically. You know, we're not all fanatics. Some people just want to put a glove on, play, and turn up, and then go home. And for them to, you know, come along and have to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to go on a really long away trip and be out all day and get back at 10 o'clock at night isn't for everybody. So, you know, we're trying to accommodate every sort of person that might be interested at the moment. So it's but it's all going in the right direction, which is good.
It certainly sounds very promising up in the hotbed of baseball that is Hull, as we spoke about last series as well. And Kev, it's been great to check in with you, and we look forward to hearing more about what's going on as the season progresses.
Okay, nice to speak to you again, Stuart. Bye.
That's the final out on this week's episode. Thanks to Kevin for talking Miles, Hull and Northern League baseball. Thanks to Andy Morley for writing our theme music, and to Ben Sound for writing the supplementary music used during the episode. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter using the handle NotRounders, or send an email to notrounders@gmail.com. You could also find us on iTunes and leave us a review there if you are into that kind of thing. We'll be back next week. Thanks for swinging by.